Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, offering quality live programming with holistic, spiritual, psychic, and metaphysical hosts.
Hello, this is Barbara White, your host of In Touch Interviews. I am so grateful that you could join us today. We have an incredible guest that is going to enlighten us with messages from the Masters and some really comforting stories that I'm excited to share and for Michael to tell us. There's just such richness in his book on Angel Told Me So, created by his mother, William Jean Jones, and Michael McAdams. The book, Angel Told Me So, has a description on the back, and I'm going to read some of it. So little did William Jean Jones realize when she started dedicating her time to sessions of receiving messages and teachings dictated directly from spirit, teachers, and angels, that these sessions would continue for the next 22 years. So this book represents, and what Michael's going to bring, is 22 years of working with people in spirit messages. So what a resource to have. And I hope you continue to listen so there will be all those resources and wisdom brought forth here in Michael's story and information about the book. And so the body of work and deep teaching shared are given in the first person by the spirit teachers themselves. We feel, we believe, we advise are often used in this material. Our view encompasses more than your view is allowed to comprehend. Illustrates the high level and perceptive of the spirit teachers presenting this information. Many of the teachings were given as personal messages from Wilma and for her son Michael. However, many readers of this material have found a personal connection to these teachings. And quoted from the book, this sounds like they are talking to me. This sounds like what I am dealing with. So quotes from people that have heard about or read the book and its messages. Allow these messages and teachings to open the door to communication with your own spirit teachers as they ask for nothing more than to be acknowledged and recognized for the guidance and direction they are willing to share with our existence. Their joy is our recognition in their existence, and their joy that the masters and teachers is our recognition in their existence and our willingness to incorporate their teachings into our everyday life. Now, who we're going to talk to, Michael, William's son, Michael McAdams, has worked with his mother throughout the course of these years and as she received the teachings and messages. Michael has written numerous magazine articles incorporating these messages and teachings and offers a set of his own writings called Spiritual Parchment Prints, available at his website at Spirit Speaks, that's spiritspeaks.com. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
All not too bad.
So I'm so glad that we're finally having this interview and I get to hear about these stories and have you enlighten our listeners about the resource that they have available.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This is an amazing body of material. Wilma, my mother, was able to receive these messages, like you had said, over a 22-year period. This is the first book, volume one of what will be three volumes of these messages and teachings that were dictated word for word in dedicated sessions that Wilma was able and led to sit down and receive. Now, most people receive in thought, most of us do, incoming thoughts, they feel different in your mind. Wilma, my mother, as she was led in these sessions, would sit down and relax her mind and see words, actually see three, four, five words at a time. And as she typed those on an electric typewriter, they would fade away, and then three or four, five more would show up. And that's how these messages were received.
So she really took her time to be in a state of availability and openness to allow a clear message to come through.
That, and you have to really be disciplined to not try and finish a sentence. Even when you're carrying on a conversation and somebody's explaining something, you know, your mind has a tendency to, well, I know what you're going to say. And she said that she would, as she was receiving these sentences, and these messages that she would think they were going in one direction, and then they would end up going in another with advice mm-hmm. and support.
So that really speaks to the integrity of the material for you and for the listeners.
That and the fact that many of these messages and teachings were signed by the spirit teachers presenting the message. There are a number of messages that are signed, your loving spiritual teacher, your loving spiritual guide. I have personal messages that she received from me that were signed, your spirit brothers, your spirit light. And the other interesting thing is, as these messages continued, higher and higher teachers started moving in, and the messages became deeper, heavier, and even longer. I mean, some of the sentences in these messages are 150 words with punctuation. As I put the book together, I made it a point to try and separate some of these sentences because it was almost too deep, too heavy for a lot of people to be able to read. So I've broken the messages into paragraphs and broken up some of the sentences just to make it a little easier for people to understand.
Well, that's great that you allowed you put it in a more readable package for people so that they could, so it was easy to read. So it wasn't just in a way that was digestible for the people to read.
Yes, that's true. And I was torn. You know, I wanted to leave it in the original form as it was received. The other interesting thing, because my mother used electric typewriter, she would put a blank sheet of paper in the typewriter, drop down 5 lines, indent 5 spaces, just like you were going to do a letter. She would hold her margin down the left side, but type all the way to the right-hand edge of the paper and sometimes hyphenate when it wasn't necessarily grammatically correct. Well, these spirit teachers knew how much paper she had, and repeatedly, on full-page, single-space typed messages, they put the last word in the bottom right-hand corner of the paper so tight, all you can get is a period. Now, how can you do that?
So they knew it. They knew exactly that the distance that they had to write the message.
Well, they were able to, and I've even have 2-page, full-page messages where both pages end with the last word in that bottom right-hand corner.
Yeah. How did these messages shape your life?
It's more support and confirmation rather than prophecy. But the biggest thing that I want people to realize is that everyone is spoken to. Everyone is able to receive these messages and teachings. This example that Wilma has presented and that we've offered to share allows people to know that they can receive too, whether it's going to be on this high a level or whether they start out a little lower level. But it's just being offering them the opportunity to be receptive and to realize that these angels, spirit teachers, and spirit teachers are just angels viewed from a different perspective, that these spirit teachers, angels, are here for all of us, and that as Wilma received, so too can other people receive.
What have you heard? It's that one message that people can take into their heart, that everyone has the a direct line to hear their spirit teachers or to hear their angels, and hearing this message from you right now, if people can take that in or reading the book, what an incredible life-changing, supportive, comforting message for people to a decision to make in the heart that is possible. For you, Michael, what do you hear feedback on of the most comforting message in the book?
Well, there is no one single most comforting message. It was dealing with what we were dealing with in our lives, as most people do. And you had read from the book, it's like these messages and teachings are woven with the universal thread. And that even though these messages were given for Wilma and myself in these dedicated sessions, she went through a divorce, I went through a divorce. Not everyone is going to have the same life experiences. But I've had people tell me that have read these messages said that they are the most close, personal, comforting messages they've ever read. And they say that it sounds like they are being spoken to personally. Like this, they're talking to them. This is what they're dealing with. And it's just comforting.
Would you like to read one of the messages from the book? So people can get a sample of what they'll be hearing?
Well, I wasn't really prepared for that. Wasn't really prepared for that. But I could. I'll tell you what I would do, and I can pull it up here. Hang on a second. Just to give you a feel and flavor, now this particular message is on my website, spiritspeaks.com, and it is on the link to the television interview that Wilma gave down in Cincinnati, Ohio. This was the only time in 22 years that two different spirit teachers moved in the same session and gave two different messages and signed two different names. Now, this particular message is going to be in Volume 2, but I would be happy to read this if you'd like to hear it.
I'd love to hear it.
Excuse me. This message was received in April of 1979. And like I said, this first part from the first spirit teacher that moved in is posted with her television interview. There is a resurrection period through which man must travel in order to come into the realm of things godlike. You are to consume and digest all that is given here, as this comes from one highly qualified to meet the needs of this generation. You are not the sole property of yourselves. God still holds the everlasting command over your being, and in him must one take refuge. You are to be considered as one who has been stripped of all belongings and left to die by the wayside. In this manner, are you then open to any help that would be forthcoming? You are, by your very nature, ones who would depend on your own intellect to carry you through. However, by giving of your soul into the hands of God, do you prosper and develop more freely into that which denies the outcome of some situations, knowing full well that it is the hand of God leading and directing you so that you may arise victorious in the end. There is never a time when you will be without the Father nor his ever-loving approaches to see that you follow the path that directs you homeward. Take note that we say homeward, as your heavenly Father so resides in that vast, insurmountable environment of time and space, so shall ye abide in joint communication with him by the grace with which he covers you and by your ability to accept this grace and use it for your own development. There are others here who wish to make themselves known to you, so I will step aside for this time. My love and devotion follows you as you trot onward but ever faithful to your goal. And that message was signed, Your Loving Guide. This was the only message where two different teachers moved in, but this spirit teacher said there are others here who wish to make themselves known to you. My question is, who are the others and where is here?
I love in the message how it emphasizes putting into my own words, but that we're not our own maker, that there's a power bigger than us that's there to hold us. But I love the so there's an authority in the message of you're held, you're not your own maker, and then the words in there of you're not even your own property.
Right, you're not the sole property of yourselves. God, now that we're on this, I just had been working on Volume 3, actually. And could I read a quick paragraph from a message in Volume 3?
Sure.
Do you have time for that? It's a short paragraph.
Yeah, we have.
But this one just jumped out. This jumped out at me.
We have plenty of time. This is great flow.
Okay, well, I didn't know how much time we had.
Yeah.
All right. Some of the many of the messages were addressed specifically to Wilma and to myself. And as these sessions continued, many of them became more general teachings, not addressed to either one of us, but we were referenced in the messages. And as I was working on Volume 3, I typed the message that received in May of 1997. And this particular paragraph struck home, and I will read this. "Therefore, be diligent in your efforts here, as we seek to inform you of avenues of travel yet realized. And in order to propel you toward this goal, we must seek His intentions for your development in such a way that time is not wasted. Always we encourage you toward His raiment of covering as blessed moments capture the essence of His being. Untold, perhaps, still in His ability to conserve that which will be needed for events following His transcendence into the hearts that are hungry to be filled. Whenever you are weary of events countering your abilities, realize He has His hand in yours. And as surely as you are receiving now these words of enticement, know that all that has been given before thus needs be fulfilled before any type of inducement would take you away from His promises given. Therefore, enter into a place of rest and confidence, for as we journey together, we will see that all else is put in order also, as a means of escape is reserved for those who seek His will for their lives and who are not dependent upon any other source." That's just one paragraph. I mean, these messages, and as long as I've read this material for 30 years, and even I, as many times as I have read these messages, will reread messages and paragraphs just to get the full meaning and depth out of the information being given.
Well, if something has some truth of love in it, then it should be infinite in its meaning, yes? So you can revisit the same truth. If it is, in fact, a truth, revisit it 2,000 times and it never gets old. So, yeah, it makes sense that you would revisit it, and that, of course, as humans, we're never done growing. So that, but that speaks to the richness of what you're seeking to bring forward in the planet.
Well, and it's a universal truth. It's not specific to any particular religion or any ideas of our existence. I mean, we're TDY here. I was in the military. TDY is a military term for temporary duty. So we're TDY here in this existence. Our soul, our personality, we occupy these bodies. We ride around in our bodies the way we ride around in our cars. These physical bodies are vessels for us to interact, learn, grow, make mistakes, hopefully learn from our mistakes. The Urantia book, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but there is a line in there. It said that we obtain knowledge, gain experience, and create wisdom. Some are better than that at others. Many never accomplish it at all. But that's supposedly our goal, to learn and grow and become.
Yeah, what a nice model to gain knowledge, create an experience, and then have that experience, which would be authentic wisdom. And yeah, that's a 1, 2, 3 happens sometimes, and sometimes in more areas of our lives than others.
Well, yeah, depending on the person, and they're able to process what they've dealt with and why they had to go through the experience.
I noticed that the material, you said it doesn't apply to any religion, but it does sound a bit focused on a more monotheistic patriarchal God.
Well, it's definitely Christian.
Yeah.
These spirit teachers repeatedly refer not only to themselves in first person, but they reference God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So it's definitely a Christian perspective. But these spirit teachers, again, who have many signed their names to these messages and teachings, this is the realm that they live in. the description that I have on Amazon, the description of the book that I have, and I'm not looking at it now, but I'll just go from memory. I say that not only does this offer proof that a spiritual realm exists, but here we have messages and teachings dictated directly from spirit teachers, angels that occupy this realm. Now, the only thing that, I mean, I've had people say, I've never seen anything like this. I've never read anything like this. And the only thing that, I can reference is Neil Walsh's series, Conversations with God. Are you familiar with that book?
It did well.
I mean, there were study groups all over the country that would get together and read the book. Well, the depth and quality of the messages and teachings that Wilma received in An Angel Told Me So, these messages and teachings are probably 10 levels above what Neil received. I mean, it's like comparing fifth grade to college. The depth and quality of these messages are so close, so personal, so... trying to think of the word.
What
you
makes,
know,
I'm curious,
applicable.
What makes, I'm just curious, what makes something a spirit message on a... You said there's levels. I'm curious about that term level. What does that mean to you?
Well, deeper and higher levels. I mean, there's all kinds of spiritual teachings. And most people, as they become spiritual, you know, religious people are brought up in the church with the Bible. But as we get older, we tend to branch out. We become more spiritual in nature, and we want to know more. We want to learn more. And there's always a starting point. You'll start with a certain book or certain information. You'll talk to someone who will recommend a book, or you'll listen to your radio show, and you'll hear a guest that talks about various information. And people will, it's like a stair step. It's like a set of stairs. And you will gradually move into higher and higher material. You know, there's a lot of information that you won't want to start out with. It's too deep. It's too heavy. The Urantia book. If you're familiar with that, that is advanced material, and you have to kind of work up to that. But like I said, this particular material, as you start with volume one, the messages were fairly short, comforting, and they start out. I mean, I could read you, you know, from the starting message, how they apply. And then gradually, like I said, higher and higher teachers started to move in. And the depth and quality of this information gets to where, as you're reading a paragraph, sometimes you'll just stop and look up and say, who are these people? Where is this coming from? Because it's not like anything anybody's ever read before.
And you said you'd like to read that starting message?
Oh, I could. Let me pull it up here. Let me find it here.
Okay.
It's easier to read it off my manuscript than it is from the book. Did you, were you able to take a look at some of the information in here?
I was, yeah, and I enjoyed the messages, and I think it's a great resource for people.
It's like I said, everybody's on a journey. We're all on a journey, and we're led. We're to receive. I can't, for some reason, can't pull this up. Let me go ahead and I've got a book here. I will go that way.
Oh, okay, and I could do that for you, too. I would just thought maybe people would like to hear it in the author's voice.
Oh, sure. One of the interesting things, Wilma had received most all of her life. I mean, she was extremely religious, brought up Pentecostal. Her mother was led into the ministry when she was 30. Her mother, in the book, there is a... an account of her mother, Mary Culbertson, when she had sugar diabetes. And in 1950, she was living in Dayton, Ohio, and got really bad. And they had to take her by ambulance to a hospital in Columbus. And they didn't think she was going to make it. She was in a room by herself. She was started to pray. And she said a vision of Jesus appeared in the room just as if someone was standing there. And the words to a song started coming into her mind. She had pencil and paper laying beside her bedside, so she picked up the pencil and paper and started taking down the words. And it was six verses, and these six verses will bring you to tears. And she was healed of sugar diabetes that night, lived till 1964, and never took another shot of insulin. I thought that was pretty interesting. But as my mother would be led to receive, sometimes just working around the house, working around the kitchen, words would start to come into her mind, and she would grab an envelope sometimes to just write on the back. And on the back cover of the book, if I can read this, this was something that she received in 1998. Now, she had started receiving these messages in 1977. And even she was a little torn about whether to share this because it was such personal, comforting information. And I was really the one that said, hey, this is just too good. You cannot, you know, withhold this and not let everybody share in this. But in January of 1998, she received a message, just came out of the blue, that she wrote on the back of an envelope. And it says, emptiness is part of fulfillment. Let your resources fill the void left so that distinction of your purpose can be found. Expression is always self-explanatory. Therefore, look inside and anchor all your beliefs beside those still waters that will take away your troubled view and renew your strength to recapture that which was lost, but is now found to be adequate to pursue the course set before you. And as you reconcile your being to represent those qualities that have been left intact, God will see to it that although circumstances have been trying to say the least, your weariness will disappear as clouds once removed allow the sun to shine to dispel the gloom and darkness that has pervaded your countenance. And as once described before, a token of this presence will be deposited to your account and books recorded in his name. She felt this was possible confirmation to record messages given in a book. She had been praying about it. And the result is what you're seeing there with Volume 1, and there is Volume 2 and Volume 3 to follow. Hello? Hello?
Nope. Sorry about that. It was an interview, the producer letting me know we had a minute and a half to close out the interview. But
okay.
The material reminds me of the Course in Miracles. It's it has an energy to it, and that I love the Course in Miracles. So comparing it to that is a compliment.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree.
Where can people get the book, Michael?
The book is available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, on their website, Balboa Press. It's available on Kindle and Nook. And if you go to my website, spiritspeaks.com, there are links to all of those avenues to be able to pick up the book.
It's spiritspeaks.com. And
spiritspeaks.com
and also,
is the website, yeah. And Angel Told Me So is the book.
Well, I know that people were supported and helped by hearing those messages today, and would really benefit to ordering the book. So I encourage people to go to spiritspeaks.com or Amazon, get the book, and have it as a resource of support and love in your life. Thank you so much for sharing your gift, Michael.
Thank you, Barbara. Thanks for the opportunity, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Many blessings.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye.